Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a three-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, and Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at WelchJewelers.com. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, Camillus Golf Club, and associate sponsor, Bowers & Company CPAs. Let's get right to it here. NFL Draft. I've gotten through the entire AFC. And again, I love doing these individual team recaps. I think it's really great for a football fan. It's good for me as a media guy. You kind of go in depth, you learn more about the rosters and all the rest and who's actually there. And it's a lot better than the hype and expectation of the draft, is it not? I mean, listen, the NFL draft is overrated and underrated at the same time, right? It's overrated in the sense that do we really need to like hype it up for 6.5 months and 3/4 of these picks? Probably we just don't know what the hell they're going to do, right? Peyton Manning coming out, Justin Jefferson coming out. Okay, those kind of players, we have a very good idea. But there are a lot of guys we just don't know what's going to happen, right? Where they land, injury, right off the field stuff. We have no idea. There are so many variables. But then the other part is that it is so underrated because it literally is the building block for you to go from worst to first. And look at the Houston Texans. No one saw CJ Stroud coming. No one, not in that capacity. We knew he was a really good player, but my gosh, I mean, arguably a top five player, an offensive rookie of the year, you know, leading the Texans to the postseason. No one had that coming. Let's go to the NFC, and we go to the New York Football Giants. There are some off-the-field things going on with Malik Nabers. They don't say what they are. They just say that they're off-the-field things. What will those things be? Maybe we'll find out. He's going to the biggest market of them all in New York. uh-oh. This is either going to end great because he's going to be this amazing player and shut his mouth, or it's going to be media all over him. He's not going to be able to take it. He's going to be like bad OBJ when they lose. You know how this stuff works. He's a tremendous player, tremendous talent. 6 foot, 200 pound player, all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards at LSU. He's a route runner who's a nightmare to cover. He's a nightmare matchup out of the slot. He's explosive. He has everything. Unbelievable after the catch. Instinctive. You can put him on the boundary. He has wheels to take off the top of the coverage. And he's an electrifying guy in New York. He will be on billboards in Times Square. That's fine. They believe in Daniel Jones. I don't. But maybe with a guy like this, I will. Malik Nabers is unreal. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a top receiver on the board, but Nabers had the same grade, according to a lot, and he's a third overall player in the entire draft for everybody. Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers. That's it. That's the list for the top three. It's either going to really, really be great, or it's going to be a complete disaster. And it will maybe, you know, depend on a little bit of Stephon Diggs. Like, how many targets am I going to get? And, you know, his attitude and all that. Because the Giants do have the culture built in. Now, Brian Daboll wears people out. That's the word on the street. But, good God, if they can keep Malik Nabers controlled, and he does his part, I mean, he could go down as the greatest wide receiver in Giants history. He's that good. He is that good. Tyler Newbin, Minnesota safety. Really love this pick for the G-men. Big physical dude. 6'3", 205. He's an instinctive dude, versatile, physical, rangy, big rangy guy. He can, you know, jump up in the slot, match up with tight ends, go back in coverage. He tracks it well. And they let Xavier McKinney sign with the Packers, so it created a big void at safety. They needed somebody there. And, you know, Jalen Mills at 30, that's not the long-term answer. They needed somebody who can be a cornerstone guy. You get a safety on a rookie contract, you should see the arms on this guy. And he should compete for a starting job and win it and be a day one starter. Andrew Phillips, Kentucky corner for the New York Football Giants. By the way, Newbin was picked in the second round. In the third round, it's Andrew Phillips, spelled differently. Andrew, A-N-D-R-U. And he'll be added to the secondary as well. A 5'11", 195-pound corner out of Kentucky. He's a breaker on the ball, fast to compete with a lot of receivers. He plays with a big edge and a lot of physicality. I think that's what the Giants want to get in their secondary with both of these picks in terms of Newbin and Phillips. Again, another guy who should compete, another guy who should be a day one starter. He's a proven zone coverage corner. They love that. And he fits the mold of the new defensive coordinator in terms of Shane Bowen's scheme. The Giants are building a secondary to really, really, really probably copy the old Bills with the Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, you know, that deep zone, proven zone. I don't love that defense. It's the defense that Sean McDermott called out during 13 seconds, by the way, and then added Prevent on top of that, which, again, just, I just can't do it. but the Giants want to get more physical. They want to get into a point where they can take the top off of an offense. You play in a division where you got to put up with a lot of high-octane dudes. You got to play with some big-time quarterbacks, big-time wideouts, and it's time to get the secondary right. They think they have with these two picks. Theo Johnson of Penn State. Wow, 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 wow. You want to talk about value? How about a fourth-round tight end out of the Big Ten who's 6'6", 260, who fits the mold of everything, strong. Now, he didn't have statistical production at Penn State that matches the talent, but he's gotten amazing traits. He has traits like all the other guys who have come into the NFL the last 3 to 5, 7 years at this position and who came out this year, and that includes Brock Bowers. Just looking at these guys, they're all 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 240, 50, 60, all of them. They're all like that. Now, the talent, the skill sets, all that stuff, that's where they get separated and all the rest, but he's a real, real big, I mean, he's a big-time talent. He ran the second fastest 40-yard dash out of the tight ends. He's a flash player, great after the catch. Hit him down the seam. He's a chain extender, big frame, covers up the defense in space, competitive, great blocker, comes from the Big Ten. Again, I've said it for a long time. Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Iowa, right? Purdue, tight ends, offensive linemen, running backs, you basically can't go wrong. And Theo Johnson, I don't know, man. I think this is huge value. He's more of a third-round pick to me. I think he can flourish in New York. Headstrong, big-time character, easy to coach. Wow, what a weapon for Daniel Jones off the play action, too. Theo Johnson and Malik Nabers, yeah, they have given Daniel Jones some tools in the tool chest. They gave him one more. I'm going to get to that next here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our great friends at Bonnet Sales and Service. Hey, if your garage door fails, call Bonnet Sales and Service, bonnetsalesandservice.com. Getting you garage doors for your commercial or your personal property in and around Central New York, from Onondaga to Oswego counties and everywhere in between. They're a great company, man. They've been around for 50-plus years. Bonnet Sales and Service, the official garage door company of the ML Sports Platter. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to RV Source of Central New York, the Al and Angus Pub, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and Elevate Fitness of Syracuse. Get your membership today to Elevate Fitness of Syracuse. They've got tremendous classes and personal trainers. You can sign up your kids for swim lessons. You can swim in the pool, walk the track, go to the recovery room in Liverpool as well. The saunas are amazing. Elevate Fitness of Syracuse is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. The last two picks for the Giants coming up next on the MLSP.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The ML Sports Platter is back with you, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and a tip of the cap thank you as well to RV Source of Central New York, Burn Dairy, and CH Insurance. Always in your corner, every day, every way. Ask about group benefits and commercial insurance today with CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc for more information. Stop if you've heard me before. Somebody took another running back in the fifth round. Again, this is where they are. This is where they go. They're in, they're out. Rookie deals expired. Saquon no longer there. Tyrone Tracy Jr. from Purdue back to the Big Ten from San Francisco through Carolina on the pick cycle here. 5'11", 215. He moved from receiver to running back in 23, actually, and he showed big-time promise. They love the upside here. He's strong. He's quick. He can make defenders miss in the hole. And he's got great vision and patience. He really adapted to the running back role extremely, extremely well. He's a big-time blocker, big compete, and he can separate from the linebackers and produce after the catch. They love what he has to offer in pass protection. He's got receiver, running back. He can return kickoffs. The Giants love the versatility, and they think Daniel Jones can benefit yet again here. Again, they've surrounded him with three guys. Tyrone Tracy Jr., a guy who can catch it and run it out of the backfield. Theo Johnson, a huge physical tight end, and arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL draft. I know a lot of people have Marvin Harrison Jr. number one, but Malik Nabers could make his claim as being the best one, right? And then finally, a linebacker out of UCLA, Darius Mosau, I believe is how you pronounce it. Don't know a lot about him, but he's a tackle machine at 6 foot, 235 pounds. So the Giants draft, here it is. And how will we remember it down the road if it strikes, if it succeeds? Very simply put, the offensive weapons make Daniel Jones so much better that they keep Daniel Jones. Right? Or that they're so good and he doesn't improve, that in the 2025 NFL draft, they have to go get a franchise quarterback, right? Because I think all these offensive weapons are good enough to make it happen. Brian Daboll's an offensive wizard. He wears people down, but he knows offense. Look what he did to help Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen's a unicorn, and he hasn't slowed down since Daboll left Buffalo, but Daboll also really helped Allen immediately coming out of Wyoming where he had all those completion problems, right? You knew that the project was there, the talent, 6'5", 260, blah, blah, blah. We didn't know jumping over guys. We didn't know Allen the unicorn and all this, but he had the cannon. He had to improve on the accuracy. They surrounded him. Look what happened. It was a team thing. Allen did his part. The Bills did their part, and you have arguably the best player in the NFL. These guys can help Daniel Jones. What will happen? Will Daniel Jones thrive with the talent around him and the improvements and more coaching and more consistency, or will he just be the same player off the injury and they're going to have to go out and get a guy? We'll see. But, man, I like what they did with the weapons. I really do. ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our great friends over at Rosie's Corner. Pizza, wings, hot and cold subs and more. Get on over there, Route 11 in Brewerton, in front of the Brewerton Bridge, if you're in and around Central New York. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Get your tax-efficient retirement plan set today with Brian Conboy at advisors.massmutual.com. Brian can hook you up if you're, you know, going to college yourself, maybe changing career paths, you have a youngster going to school, whatever the case may be, he can help you out. Brian Conboy on Facebook and LinkedIn, advisors.massmutual.com. Maybe you're retiring, you're selling a home, downsizing, whatever it is, get your financial future in order today with Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual, New York State. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.